It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP 425. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, Kev.
Hello.
Hello.
Sheepdog doesn't want to say hello to the listeners. He's only going to say hello to me.
Oh, that's true.
No, he said hello, Kev. He only greeted me. He's ignorant. Now you have to greet everyone else by name.
Evening, everybody. They're
listening in the morning. This comes out at 10 a.m.
Okay, greetings
of
the day.
What about for people who are listening? That's better.
That's how you know you're reading a spam email, isn't it? Greetings of the day. No, I just suddenly thought 425 episodes, maybe you were asking us to say hello to you. And just obviously you weren't, now I know.
I'm fairly confident we did this bit about 3 weeks ago. have you been drinking again?
No, that's probably the problem.
Goodness me. How are we all on this fine week, anyway? Everybody delightful and happy?
Tired.
Knackered. Yeah. Same.
Well, I was hoping for some positive responses. Let's get the whinges out the way, and then we'll talk about exciting, positive stuff.
I'm knackered. I'm actually so knackered. I've reached a point where today I finished all the work I had to do, and I thought, I'm so knackered. And then I hoovered the house, did the washing, washed up, emptied the bins, and I was like...
All right, sheepdog, leave it out. Anna's listening.
No, I was just like...
sat down in a chair for
maybe
a bit.
Maybe this is
what
secret.
You actually did.
I cooked the kids' dinner. I was just like... Hang on a minute, maybe I just needed to reach a point where I'm so tired and I've done everything else that all there is left to do is stuff I should have been doing all along. But I've done loads today, it's been ridiculous. And I'm just starting to feel it a little bit. So I'm relieved that we're recording ever so slightly early tonight. I can have four beers in me and fall asleep on the sofa by 11 o'clock. That's the plan.
Sounds like heaven.
You couldn't drink four beers. The amount of times you've had a beer and put half of
no,
it back
for
in the
him,
fridge,
I mean,
you couldn't manage it all.
For him, not for me.
Okay,
it's not really heaven for me. It just sounded like a Friday night to me. To be honest, Anna, I don't think I'll get to four. To be fair, I'll be asleep before then.
Goodness me! Well, I've got some exciting news. I have got some new egg cups.
Oh, I heard about them.
What's the special?
Yeah, well, they're cups for eggs, Pab.
Okay, so you haven't got some sort of one that's got Wi-Fi built
so that
into
I don't have
like
to use. No, today we used an espresso cup as an egg cup. Yesterday we cut up the box the eggs came in to use as egg cups. This is actual egg cups. I've got two pink ones for me, two yellow ones for Anna, and we are sorted. And it says on the back that I can have these for lunch, breakfast, or dinner. So,
I have Batman
eggs ahoy,
ones.
Everybody.
Put Batman.
I had a Batman one, but it didn't survive the move, I don't think. Basically, the kitchen in our old house, it was my job to pack up the kitchen, so I just kind of left it all there and bought new stuff. And just got it all delivered here and just didn't bother.
No, I did that when I moved out of my first flat. They said I got to be out by Saturday, so I just took the stuff I wanted, left a freezer full of food, left all my clothes, because I forgot about them, and I regretted that. That's why I had so few clothes. Years later, I still had my clothes, just haven't recovered really. I bought new ones over the years, but I'm still.
I mean,
a whole
I don't know how to break this to your sheepdog. Those clothes wouldn't be much use to you these days.
No, you're right, but it's one of those things where I could have replaced things as I went along, but I had to buy like an entire new wardrobe, so I just bought the bare minimum and just never really got. I just got used to that. But I left so much. I left my childhood teddy bear in there as well.
Oh no!
What?
Yeah, the one I was given at birth, little teddy thing.
You left him?
I didn't know I left him.
My childhood teddy bear's gone missing somewhere over the years. I think he was a hedgehog called Pookie, named after Garfield's Pookie. And I don't know. I think Lucy had him when she was first born, and I've never seen him since. So I don't know if she's just binned him. I don't know if she's still got him. But yeah, he's long gone.
We've got this lion in the house that is like one of the other toys I got as a baby. I guess it's like, yeah, it's ancient. And every time a kid gets a certain age and the room starts being cleared up, Claire's like, let's bin this off. And I'm like, it's literally the second oldest thing I ever owned. You know, we can't get rid of it. So it has gone through my three kids. It just sits in Ben's room at the moment. But every time I see it, it just makes me think of that one that I lost when I was like 20 or whatever, 19. I think I'll do a Mr. Burns and I'll just find him one day and be like, Bobo, and be fighting a little kid for him.
I still love mine.
I
reckon I might win.
Do you?
Yeah, mine's
what's
there.
Yours? I don't remember seeing an old teddy bear around the place.
It's a knitted doll.
Well, then we need to go and find Pookie. That's
going to
be our job for this weekend.
We should go to the flat I abandoned and see whether my bear's still in there. I imagine they probably had to condemn it because of the mountain of food I left in there to rot.
Oh, if we're going back to old places, I need my Batman egg cup. I need my little slicer that opens soft-boiled eggs for me.
I can't believe you left that.
Like a caveman. I literally just left the whole kitchen. Knives, forks, cups, plates. It's all still there.
We've got cups here.
Yeah, I got new ones, Anna.
No, there's cups from Disneyland in there.
I brought the nice cups, but I left, like, you know,
they were in the lounge, weren't they?
You know, yeah, they were all out of my office. You know those grey cups we used to have? You ain't seen any of them here, have you?
No, they're still good there, for Anna. Coffee. Oh, what?
They're at the old house still. No, they're done. They're gone.
I did find
there
we still
the
had
egg
like
cup
a
now.
We had one dinner plate from my old flat, and I was like, well, how has this survived like 7 or 8 moves? This has moved counties with me. How? But
and then you smashed it because of your Greek heritage.
I did. That's exactly what happened. I think we've still got a cup that someone bought me, like with a dog on it. I think it got thrown out recently, actually. And I was, again, like, I've had this cup for like 15 years. But
they dropped it.
My oldest possession is a cup. My Count Duckula cup is my oldest possession.
I had one of them.
I've had that since the late 80s. I think it's got like, I think it's 1987 it has on the bottom. And it came with an Easter egg when I was a small boy.
Yeah, I had a lunchbox Count Duckula one. I think my mum still got it at her house. I might have to go get that.
She still takes her lunch in it every day.
Yeah. Well, I'd start using it with my lunch in. How cool would I look? 30-year-old Count Duckula lunchbox. It was red.
Nice. So I never had a Count Duckula lunchbox. I did used to walk around the playground with me and my friend, who both had Count Duckula puppets, and we'd walk around the playground with them. At primary school.
Yeah, that's so
I didn't have many friends, but I did used to walk around with the Count Duckulas because we were
50%
cool.
50% of them were puppets.
Yeah, exactly. Puppets are great. Pab, what's your thoughts on puppets?
I'm not for them, but I'm not against them. I'm just fine.
Well, I'm not sure how I feel about he's being on the fence about puppets.
It's like someone who doesn't like football is a bit like, oh, what? I know you
I
do
don't
like
football. I just like posh. I don't like football.
I know, that's fine. I hate football. I just like Spurs, but I don't like Spurs, really. I get it. I mean, that's the level we're at. Pab hates Bolton, I imagine. I hate Spurs.
I can't watch Bolton. Whenever Bolton on telly, I was like, I don't watch them because it is the most utter dross I've ever seen. Watching Bolton play football.
Mrs. Sheepdog goes like, Spurs are on, and I'm like, I know.
And
as I leave, as I walk away to do something else entirely, and then she texts me like, Kane scored, and I'm like, thanks. We'll still lose.
The hot question on everyone's lips, though, Sheepdog, is does your garage now have a door? And have you discovered if there was a creature in there, as we discussed last week?
It does have a door. Why did we think there was going to be a creature in there?
You sound very suspicious. It does have a door. Why are you asking if it has a door? Yeah.
Well,
we
I was thinking
about
I didn't
on last week's podcast.
No, I was thinking it only got put in like 2 days ago, and I didn't put anything online. I mean, I did a vlog about it.
We talked last week about how they'd sealed it up, and you thought there was a creature in there.
Okay. Well, no. Sorry.
You
do you know
need
what?
To
so,
start listening
no,
back to old
no,
shows.
I get it now. So much has happened this week. You're right, there was no door into it at all. There wasn't even a hole. This week, they've made the hole, then they've plastered around it and put wood up and put a proper door in it. And I was thinking, well, I haven't spoken to you personally about the wooden door they put on it, you know, this week, and you won't watch my vlog, so you haven't seen the door.
You do vlogs?
Yeah. But
Kevin!
No, there's no creature sealed in there. And they're at the point now where all they need to do is paint it, put the electrical plug stuff in it, put the heater on the wall, and then they're just waiting for the floor people to come. So there's not too much to do now. It's pretty cool.
Just in time for your new computer, which I assume you've got by now.
No. they told me the other week to ring them in a week's time. And when I rang them, I was on hold. And I thought, don't even know what I'm going to say. It's just like, you know, why am I ringing? He told me to ring. So when they answered, they're like a PC specialist. And I just said, I don't know why I'm ringing you, to be honest. I was like, I've got a PC on order. Here's my order number. I was like, I was told last week to ring this week and just see what's going on. But you ain't got any graphics cards. I know you haven't. And he was like, nope. And I said, well, I don't really know what to do. And then we both just sat in silence for like 15 seconds. And he was just like, try again next week if you like. It was awkward. He was like, just try ringing again next week. And I was like, yeah, there won't be any point, but I will. Just left it at that. But they just said, look, there's nothing. My mate who ordered a much better graphics card, I don't know what he ordered, but he was trying to downgrade to the 3080. And I was like, is there a better one than that? There probably is.
3090.
I don't think it was that, though, because he also talked. He was basically, he messaged me saying, I tried getting the 3090, 80, or 70, and they said no to all of them, so I'm just sticking with the one I've got. And I was like, I know he's got a better one than the 60, which is what I went for. The 60 Ti, they keep trying to push me the 60, which isn't as good. They've taken parts out of it, and some AMD one that just is so far beyond, like, away from it, that it's just pointless going near it. But they just said I'm in the shortest queue of the queues, so I should stick where I am. I did try, and I was willing to spend whatever it took, basically, last week when I rang. I said to him, look, I'll take a 3080 if you've got one, even though it's like 400 quid more. I was like, screw it, I don't care, just send it to me. But they said, no, they're rarer than hen's teeth. You're not getting one. So, yeah, just it'll come. I'm hoping that I'll get back from holiday. I'd quite like the last few days of my holiday to get an email on, like, the Friday saying we're dispatching it, and then it arrives on Monday when I'm back from holiday.
I'd like that email to come on the first day of your holiday and then say, if you're not in, we're giving it to the next person in the queue.
Could you imagine? I'd get my parents to go around there. It's fine. But I'm hoping that'll be what happens, because then the Monday I get back is when they're putting the floor down, so I can then bring my desk in there, set up and all of that. It'd be great. It'd be just a fantastic way to get back into being home. You know, I'm just fed up of waiting. I'm fed up of waiting. I'm waiting for everything.
There has been a pandemic. I did a vlog about that, Rush. Like,
no, it's not that. It's that I basically decided, right, I'm gonna convert my garage, get a computer, shave me head and a few other bits and pieces, and every single thing that I planned to do has been forced back to like June. I mean, even the holiday, we were planning on going on holiday earlier in the month, last half term, sorry, and then that got pushed back. And it's just like, literally everything I've been waiting for is happening sort of from June onwards, basically. And it's just been weird, because I think, oh, I'll do this instead, and then it's like, no, you can't do that till June either. So yeah, here I am.
Anna, how come he gets to go on holiday, but you said I wasn't allowed to go on holiday?
Well, we are allowed to go on holiday, but it's stressful with you and Andy.
Yeah, you're trying to find somewhere that you can actually enjoy it, aren't you?
What are you doing then, if you're not going to enjoy it?
no, I mean...
what's your idea of what a holiday is? I'm very confused.
Where we're going, we're going to Bodmin, and we're staying in some sort of...
You're going where?
There. It's like a Bodmin down in Devon, is it? Cornwall? Between the two.
Near the Beast of Bodmin Moor. There's a beast down there, Anna.
So there's like this manor house, and then we're staying in like a lodge type thing. I can't remember if it's an apartment or what, but it's got beds and walls and whatever.
And a beast.
And and a beast. And then we're just going to take the kids to the Eden Project. We're going to go to Flambards. We're going to go to the beach. And then I'm going to make sure we don't do much more than that, because it'll be stressful as hell. But I'm hoping that we'll spend some time just lounging around while I read a book or whatever, because I need to relax. But like you two, it's kind of hard to do that. And yeah, I don't know, maybe you guys need to go down there the same week so we can just do a child swap. Andy can come over to our house for a day, and then you can have Ollie for a day. It's the perfect opportunity.
See how the other half lives.
I ain't going somewhere that's famous for having a beast. What do you think I am, an idiot?
We could do a vlog hunting the beast.
Oh, now I'm interested.
You and I have a big net in the middle of a moor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anna, we're going beast hunting.
I mean, we should start that either way. We could go to Loch Ness for a swim. We could go to Bodmin. We could go to Breton, the Beast of Breton, where I used to live. Apparently, there's a panther
there's a beast
roaming
there.
Yeah, apparently there used to just be panthers roaming the woods there. I had to walk through that
panthers
woods.
Panthers just
every
roaming
day.
Around Peterborough.
Every day I had to walk through that woods, and every day I thought, if that panther comes out, I'm just going to punch it so hard. Just run. Just be like, ooh. But everyone should tell me about the Beast of Bodmin. Beast of Breton, sorry. Apparently been sighted loads of times. It's probably just a big Labrador.
It was probably you, and now you've moved out, no one mentions it.
But yeah, there's loads of other beasts and whatnot, isn't there? We'd probably stumble across a few tigers in the
so
wild.
So you're telling me we're going to go hunting mythical creatures? I'm up for it.
Yeah, why not?
Wow. Let's go find a dragon. Pap, is there any dragons near you?
No, not that I know of.
We could go to Wookiee Hole and see whether they told me when I was a child that if you touched the water at Wookiee Hole, it turned you to stone. I want to go test it now. I'm an adult.
What if you turn to stone?
I mean, I'll get someone else to touch it.
You know, Pap, do you want to come to Wookiee Hole with us?
No, I'm all right. I've been.
It was just like a big stone in the middle that looked like a witch, apparently. And they were like, she touched the water and she turned to stone. And I remember thinking as a kid, she got pretty far. She ran to the middle of the lake somehow before she turned into a rock.
Well, imagine it's not an instantaneous transformation. Sort of thing that will take a few seconds. She's probably still running whilst bits are turning to stone.
Even then, I just wanted to stick my hand in. I mean, I'm a bit of an idiot. My wife said she thought she could smell gas in the kitchen, so I put the stove on, and then I thought that would have just blown me up.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
I said, I'm not doing that next time. I was just like, nah, there's no gas. I turned it on, and then thought, that could have been famous last words. I could have just exploded the whole room. Wow. So, yeah, I should probably just believe people. Touching that water turns you to stone.
Bear in mind, this is the person who I managed to convince to not drink out of a bottle of water because someone else had had it before him. But your wife tells you there might be gas in the room.
You told me the unopened bottle might be spit. I just chucked it in the bin. I was like, yeah.
So you believe that?
That's right. That was more of a case of I just wouldn't be able to drink water without thinking of spit. Not that I thought it might be. I didn't think the chances were high. I just thought, all I'll be able to think of is spit here, and the fact that, like, all water has been through a few hundred people before you, hasn't it, really?
Has it, though?
Yeah. Any water you drink has been through a lot of living things. That's how water works. It gets taken into the sea, goes through all the fishes, other animals, you,
I don't want
people.
Fish water.
You're basically drinking water that's been through dinosaurs, isn't you?
Awesome. Right. Video games. They're a thing. I've played one this week that's not Football Manager.
No,
I downloaded the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Oh, I played the one with Anna as well, so I've played two games this week. God damn, I'm such a gamer. But yeah, I downloaded Mass Effect on Sunday, and it's good, isn't it? Me and Anna have both said this week. I'm not entirely sure I've played Mass Effect 1. Now, I know it's had a lot of polish and a lot of upgraded stuff to it, but unless they've polished the story and changed it a lot, I'm not sure I ever played it. But I must have done, because I played the other two, and it wouldn't make sense to have not played it.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have, because I remember talking to you about, you know, there's characters in it that I was expecting to return in later games, and they didn't, and stuff like that. And I'm sure we talked about that.
When Anna said it, I did say to her, yeah, but remember, it was 15 years ago you played it, and then she had a little mini breakdown.
Jesus Christ. Oh, when he
do
said
they
that,
bridge
I just
anything between
die.
The games? Do you know?
I've not made it to the end of the first one yet, so
no,
don't know. Doubt it.
Yeah, probably not.
It's got all the DLC in, so if there's any DLC that did anything like that, that's in there.
Is there DLC in the first one?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
There's... Like what?
I don't know. Orsama, probably.
I
this is like 2007. That's the sort of thing you got as DLC back
then.
Well,
no, I know there was a lot in two, like a lot in two, but I don't remember much in one. But like I said, I'm playing one and I'm like, I don't remember. Like, I remember bits that I've played, like the big plot lines, but I was like, going through it, I was like, this wasn't like this before. It was completely different. It was, I don't know, it's just very strange. But I am, the snippets in them, like, oh, I do remember this, but they're so different looking now. I know it was like, what, Xbox 360? Was it that one?
Yeah, it was an early 360 title as well, yeah.
So, yeah, and it just, I think it's just because they've polished it up, they've made it different. It's very hard to explain because I don't remember it back in, what, 2007? So long ago. But yeah, so I'm getting, like, I'm going for it now. I know these bits, but like, it's a bit where I'm in like this, I'm fighting Seren. Is it Seren? I think that's his name, the baddie. And I was like, don't remember any of this. Don't remember him being on a platform. I don't remember being here with a bomb. I just don't remember any of it. But yeah, I'm just going through one still. I intend to complete that this weekend. Because 2 is just the best game. Best of the Mass Effect. I did enjoy 2 a lot. I put a lot of hours into that. But I'm just... I did like this big fight. And I thought, this is feeling like end game. So I've left that, even though it says urgent mission. I've left that.
How many hours have you put into this?
About 24.
Okay. I guess we could be coming towards the end.
Yeah, because we looked at it, didn't we? You said it's like an 8-hour main game, 20-hour if you do bits and mobs, and if you do everything, it's like 28 hours. We did look at this in the weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm just...
Yeah, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, so I've put urgent mission to the side, and I'm now just doing all the assignment side missions. So, like, I had to go and find all the workers on the Citadel, them little robot things. Apparently, it does nothing in this game, but it does in number 3. And I was like, well, if it does something in number 3... Like, the game didn't tell me that. I read that online. I was like, do I have to find more? Is there a reason? It's like... There's no reason in this game, but in 3, there might be something. Like, okay, I'm going to find them. All these 20 little worker things. Like, there's no markers or anything. You just have to walk around the Citadel, which, trust me, even though it's a small space, there is nooks and crannies everywhere. But I found them all, so we'll see what happens in number 3. And then I was on a random... you know how, like, you can... So in number 1... The way you scan planets is you just, like, basically travel to them. It says scan. You scan the whole planet and it would, like, yeah, you found something. I'm like, oh, cool. And then I was doing this one where there's, I think it's called VI, Virtual Intelligence, for them over there. And I was doing this one and I was shooting these things. It's just like a mission. You have to go around to these 3 bunkers. I was just shooting all the nodules that I had to do. And then, like, binary came up, you know, like the numbers, like 001. I was like, oh, what is this? And I like to know everything. So I was like, put that on my phone. I was like, and again, it was like, this means nothing in 1 or 2, but wait till you get to 3. I was like, I will do. So it's like there is interconnecting things, but you don't
remember
that
much being connected. Was it? Is that a bit added in, do you think?
I have no idea, but I'm finding, because I like to do everything, like, I am one of them. So I'm finding all these things, and because I don't know, I'm like, oh, well, I've got Google. It's a 15-year-old game. There's got to be something about it. And I did it. It's got all this binary. This binary apparently spells out help. And then it gives you, like, a boost. And then I was like, Harry Dreen, and it's like, yeah, this will help you in 3. I was like, okay, I'll wait till 3. So, because I know 3 is all about... Like, you need to get all your, like, species together. You got to go, like, for a fight, and you need everyone to be your friend. So, yeah. So
you also have to bone the girl next to the map as well. That's the key thing about 3.
Oh, God, yeah, that is the target. You have to have a relationship with the receptionist, basically. which one is it that has the DLC with the Protean and the lady with the skinhead and...
That's 2.
Is that 2? Yeah. I think that's the first time in any game ever, and probably one of the few times since, that I've ever bought DLC in a game. I think only Pokemon can really claim that after that game. Yeah. Most games, I'm like, no, I'm not paying money for more bloody story. You get lost. I think Spider-Man might have. I don't know off the top of my head now. But, yeah, Mass Effect was the first time, one of the few times where I've been like, I love this game, I'm doing it. It's very rare for a game to really drag me in that much, but
yeah,
Kiri's got all of it on it. I'm like, ooh.
yeah, everything. And it runs really well. Like, it's PS4, so I'm on my 5, and it works perfectly. I've had no glitches. The only time I did run into something is I went from, like, main map into a building, and my people wouldn't follow me. And that's about, like, a quick reload, and it's fine. That's all I've had through this game, is just they wouldn't follow me. I was like, oh,
I also thought because
normally you press, like, your buttons to, like, tell them to go over there or tell them to come back to you, and they just wouldn't move. They were just stuck next to the door, so I reloaded it and it was fine. But that's the only issue I've had.
Weird. Which one's got the buggy thing, the Mako, whatever it's called in it?
Number one.
Yeah, yeah, so you were saying you scan the planets. Is that when you send the Mako down? Is it called the Mako?
No. So when you're in in the Normandy, you go to different systems, and then there's planets in that system, and you can just, like, go to, like, you don't go onto it, you just, like, zoom into it.
Yeah, I remember that scan. Being in all three.
Yeah, this isn't all like three two, having though. That scan, but, yeah. You know how in two where you would send probes down? This is basically fly over to that one, scan, a little message box comes up going, this was found, and then you just come out of that screen.
Okay. It's I remembered like it being two. Like, oh, we found something, send the
yeah, that's
truck
in
down
two.
And drive around.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that in this one as well. So you've got a solar system, right? You've got planets. Yep. Maybe one of them planets you can land on. The rest of them you can either just look at the information or you can scan them.
Resources.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. It has been a while, isn't it?
Yeah. Remember when I brought up the games I'd played this week? It's me. One thing, the main thing I've noticed, because I'm not anywhere near as far into this as Anna, I've probably only played the first 5 or 6 hours. But one thing I've noticed is it, even though they've rebuilt it, polished it up, it's really noticeable how little there is in the way of hand-holding compared to what you'd get in an equivalent game to this now. There's not really much in the way of a tutorial to speak of. Very few of the actual game mechanics are explained in any way. I know me and Anna always used to be the suckers who would buy the Prima Games books that you'd be able to buy for games like this, and you'd read all about it and read through your guide, and no one gets that kind of stuff anymore. But I can kind of see why, because nothing is explained in this game. If I hadn't played them before, I would need something to give me a little bit of a clue, like the whole Paragon, whatever the other thing is.
Renegade.
That's never explained. Just every now and again, Renegade. Every now and again, you'll do something, and this tiny little message will come up on the screen, and it'll just say, +20 to Renegade. It's like, well, it never explains what that means. And first 6 hours, no explanation of what that means. The stuff Anna's talking about probing planets and stuff, it never says you can do that. I'm 6 hours in, not probed a single planet. It's never suggested it's an option for me. It just hasn't come up. It just leaves you to it. Leaves you to go and make your own way and figure it out. And it shows how much games have changed in the 10 or 15 years since this game first came out. And also the fact that Anna's just sat there and said, for what is essentially an RPG game, even though it's shooty-shooty, if the main story is only 8 hours long, The Witcher 3 tutorial was 10 hours long. I need to get a time machine and go back to these times. You've done more than 8 hours getting to the Assassin's Creed title screen in the past.
Yes, I have.
This is how games should be. If games were like this, I would be able to play more games. Why do we have to have longer and longer and longer games? Why can't you just make beautiful, close to perfect games like this one? It's very, old man ran over. It was really noticeable playing it.
Well,
how,
Kevin?
Did you not notice that as you were playing it? There was no tutorial of any kind.
I guess so.
It just struck me as really weird.
Here's how you shoot. Off you go. Oh, that was literally it.
I walked in on you playing it, and you were commanding your team around and using all your special powers and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's in this game. I'm 5 hours in. I've not commanded my team. I've not used any special powers. I forgot they were there.
Menus, so like one side is your gun, so you can pick what gun. He's like, I've never changed a gun. I was like, what, you've got your starting ones? He's like, yes. I was like, no, don't stay with your starting ones. They are awful. Like, I've got guns that are like 300, like, power, and you're on like, what, 5? Please change your guns.
Then I don't know where to look.
There ain't, you go, you go.
I don't having different guns either.
Yeah, there's loads of guns. The guns
well, you
can
perhaps
have upgrades.
Played through it all without ever changing your gun.
Maybe. I don't remember now. Again, I probably did.
So,
probably,
like, you know, you go,
I,
like,
I,
you know,
I didn't.
Now you've got your pause menu and you've got your journal and you go to places to your squad and you update them. There's one that says equipment. Equipment means your guns, where you can load them up.
That journal you're talking about, that took me 10 minutes to figure out where to find out what to do next. There's no mini map. It just tells you roughly which direction to go in. And I was just sort of sat there at one point thinking, don't know where to go. Don't know how to get there. Game's not giving me any clues. So I just wandered around the ship chatting to people and then spoke to everyone on the ship, did every conversation branch with every person. Nothing, no mission unlocked, no arrow appeared on the screen, nothing started flashing on my map. So I just wandered back to the map and thought, well, I guess we'll go to a planet then. And then eventually I remembered there was a journal and I found that and there's missions in there. But it really does leave you to figure out a lot of it for yourself. Like,
yeah, the map is
awful.
Like
it's a grown-ups game.
It's literally, it points, so there's like a point on it, which is your north. That is it. That is all that's on there. There is no mission marker. There is no which way you are, where you're going. You have
But there is a map near the journal, isn't there? You can open up your menus and get to a map.
Pause, map, and then you can put like your own marker down to where you go, but... Yeah, I hate the map. I love having a mini map. Even if it's just straight lines of what roads are open and what aren't, love it. But this has nothing. It's annoying. Like, it's good in, like, when you go onto planets, when you're driving around and you're going to a certain... So you've, like, put down your landmark, your destination thing, you go to it. As you go in, things will pop up, like treasure and stuff, and they're not on your main map. And you're like, oh, well, that's good. I've got some treasure. But for most of the time, I hate that map. Hate it, that mini-map, with a passion. Just, but the game's good. I can't stop playing it. It's annoying, but I really enjoy playing it. Yeah, it's mad.
But, well, that's not the only game this week that both me and Anna have played. We'll tell you what the other one is after Pab inserts an advert.
Ooh.
Lovely advert insertion, Pabby. Good work. You're getting good at that now. Let's hope you didn't forget it again. Let us know on Twitter if Pab forgot to put an advert in again. But fingers crossed we're all getting paid. We can eat this month. Anna's unemployed now, Pab. We need those adverts.
You don't get it, do you? We're getting paid regardless whether the adverts are on there or not. It's win-win.
We'll see.
Well, then put like less on there and pay us more. I don't know how it works.
Just... I want more money, Pav. Money's great. The other game that me and Anna played this week, we played together because Anna is now a professional Twitch streamer. I said she's unemployed. She's not. She's a professional content creator. She's a vlogger and full-time Twitch streamer. That should be your Twitter bio
full
now.
Full-time.
We did your... You are. That's your main occupation. You're a Twitch streamer. Mm. She did her first stream on Saturday night. Me and Anna streamed It Takes Two together. You've done a couple more streams since as well, without me there to hold your hand. But yeah, we played It Takes Two, which Pab highly recommended earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't listen to a word you said about it because I didn't want any kind of spoilers. I didn't look up anything about it. And me and Anna both went into this game completely blind. I didn't even know what kind of game it was. So when it starts off with... a couple of dolls that a kid cries on and it becomes her divorced parents and you're tiny little people. I was like, what on earth is this? Pab's lost his mind. But then we got into it and it's brilliant. It's so good. It's from the people who made that prison escape game that I can't remember
Way
the name
out.
Of. A Way Out that me and Anna streamed a few years ago. I think they're the same people who made Brothers, which had the weird control system. Mm-hmm. So they're a creative little studio. But this is a great game. It's described on Wikipedia as a rom-com. I've never played a rom-com video game before.
Fair enough.
But you have.
I don't know that I have. But this is great. It's split screen all the time, so you can play it online, you can play it locally. Me and Anna were playing it online. We only had to buy one copy of the game, and then the other person can use the friend code to be able to join them, similar to how it worked with A Way Out. So I think it's only like a £35 game, and the other person can then play it for free as well. So it's excellent value. You can only play it in two-player, but it's just brilliant, collaborative awesomeness. My favourite part that we've done so far, Anna's walking around with the head off a massive hammer, just whacking stuff and swinging off stuff, and I'm firing nails all over the place for her to swing off of. And it is proper, puzzly, timed co-op where you actually have to work together. And as everyone knows, I am incredible at video games, so Anna didn't get at all frustrated with me this at any moment. And it's just so much fun. I really want to get back into playing some more of it. We'd be streaming it again this weekend if it wasn't for the fact I've got to go and win another Streamer Showdown. So inconvenient. But we will be back. This is probably going to be our non-showdown Saturday night for a little while until we get it finished. I don't know how long it is. We've done maybe the first couple of hours. We will definitely be on it again next weekend. And we've got to finish this, Anna, because it was brilliant fun. Even though you were playing with me and it was making you cross.
Oh, yeah, it was making me cross. That. You make me cross. Just
infuriating. Made me cross just watching. I was like, this is... Yeah,
What was I doing wrong? I was just doing
just
everything Anna said.
That's all.
I'm not an expert at this kind of thing.
Yeah,
I've never been a little clay doll before, so I don't know what to do.
I suppose you weren't walking around checking things or taking it slow. You were just... I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to be Kev. Just ran through it.
Did that come across?
Yeah, that's how we do things.
Probably done... The game is about 10 to 12 hours long.
Really?
Awesome, so we've got loads left.
You've got quite a bit left. I've not finished it yet. I think I've played about 9 hours, I reckon, we've played. And
why
I've
have
finished.
You not finished it?
I've just... Because the chap I'm playing with hasn't been around to play it, so... We're doing it next week, I think. So, yeah.
You can race Kevin Anna.
I've got a bit.
He's already really far ahead of us. That's not fair.
Yeah, well, usually we'll catch up next week.
Nah,
we won't. Well, you and I are racing to 100 subscribers on YouTube, but you're really far ahead. I still think I can beat.
I think we've both already got 100 subscribers.
Said 100,000, Kevin.
Don't think you did, Sheepdog.
You might have misheard me say K or 1,000, whatever I said.
Doesn't even know what he said. Exactly. Doesn't even know what he said. I don't think we are racing to 100,000 subscribers because one of my channels is already there. So that's
no. On the other
race.
One, you put on your vlog the other day, are we at 100K yet? And I said I'm going to race you there. I said winner has to buy the loser lunch.
Fight.
It's not really because I've got 1,000 left to go. And
I've got 99,000 left to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, if everyone who subscribes to his channel subscribe to mine, we might get there jointly.
I'm not going to lie, Kev, I was just hoping all 99,000 of your subscribers would see it and go, let's help him, and just pivot over to Sheepdog Land and be lording it over you, and I'd owe you lunch.
I do like lunch. Yeah. I want to go to Jollibee, which, as a vegetarian, you probably can't go to because it's the new Asian chicken place that's taken over the nation. I want Anna to take me to Jollibee.
No.
Anna, take me to Jollibee.
No.
They do burgers with mushroom gravy.
Don't care. That just sounds horrible. I don't
you love mushroom gravy.
No, I like
I love mushroom gravy.
I don't even know what that is.
It's gravy with mushrooms in. But their speciality, it's you get two hamburgers in a tray, but no bun, just the burgers, with some mushrooms on the top, gravy over the top of that, and a ball of rice next to it. They do spaghetti bolognese.
Guess what they can't
do? Jollibee.
What I can eat, Kevin.
What they can do? You can eat chicken. Why can't you eat chicken?
I don't like chicken.
That's not what you said.
I don't like chicken.
Right, games.
If Jollibee want to sponsor the podcast, though, I'm up for it. So, Jollibee, you know where we are. Contact Pab, he arranges all the advertising. Except he probably forgot this week.
Anna's called you chicken for a decade. She doesn't like you, apparently.
I know she doesn't like me.
Right, so I mentioned last week, just getting us back on games, that I was going to play Portal Reloaded on Twitch, and I did on Sunday. And I lasted 90-odd minutes, not even that. My word, did that kill me? I don't even understand the level it killed me. I was playing it fine, and it was quite weird, actually, because I started streaming, and there was only a couple of people in at first, because I kind of just, I forgot to do my normal sort of stuff, tweets and that. So when I went on, it was like I did the first few missions, essentially just me and a couple of other people. So when everyone kind of came in, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that you've not seen him explain how you play it. So I was trying to explain it, and we started trying to solve this puzzle that was hard, because it was bloody hard. You basically had your normal portal gun, but you also had an option to shoot, like, a portal that took you 20 years into the future. So all of the tasks were you with... Basically, you'd be in a room, you'd have your friend cube, and if you put a friend cube somewhere and then go 20 years into the future, that friend cube will still be there. And then you can move it wherever you want and even bring it back to the past, because you're not messing with the timeline. But if you move it in the past, and if you put it somewhere in the future and then you move it in the past, it erases it from the future, because you moved it and it puts it wherever you put it next, if that makes sense. So it's like, if I put it on a button in the future and then I went back to the past and moved the past one, it would erase it from the future. So that was messing with my head massively, because I completely got it, but it was like, well, I can't figure out the puzzle. Yeah, I was like, they explained it, and I'm surprised that I actually understood what they were saying straight away. And when I tried to explain it to other people at first, they're like, I don't know what you're saying. When I showed them, they got it, and it's like, okay, cool. But then it was just ridiculous. And after maybe half an hour, I started to feel a little bit dizzy, but I was like, it's not too bad. I don't feel like I'm going to be sick or anything. I just feel a little bit ugh. And then by an hour in, I was like, looking back at my, if you go on Twitch and look for the video, and this isn't me trying to beg for like people to watch it, just if you want to see how ridiculous this gets, I didn't realize I had my eyes shut at several points until I was watching it back. But I become so ridiculously sensitive and messed up that I ended up, someone said to me, why don't you turn your spotlight off? So I turned that off, and I was like, oh my god, that feels a bit better. Played on for 5 minutes and then was like, oh, I can't hack it again. I need to turn the light off in my room. Yep. So then I was just sat there with just the light off the monitors, and someone said to me, let's just play GeoGuessr for a bit, you know, at least that's fine. And I was like, nah, we'll carry on for a little bit longer. And then I was like, okay, I can't even keep my eyes open now. I was just sat there with my eyes shut, and I didn't even, you know, I couldn't do anything. So I thought, right, okay, no, I'll load up GeoGuessr. So I switched to GeoGuessr and was just in complete darkness, and I was trying to focus on it and read the signs. But even every time I moved the map down the street, it did like this whoosh down the road, and I was like, oh my god, I just feel like I want to pass out. I feel so like I can't focus, and I was just talking gibberish. I was like, you know, it was all over the place. So people were like, sheepdog, you look a mess, you're white, you're white as a ghost, you don't get your eyes open, you're sort of talking nonsense. They were like, right, I think you need to stop. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go have a lie down. Being an absolute plonker, I'd shut down and said goodbye to everyone, and I laid in bed and I put my Echo Dot on a 15-minute timer, and I was laying in just complete darkness, couldn't see anything, was just trying to calm down or whatever, just get over it. And 15 minutes later, that alarm went off, and I didn't realise it lights up as well, and my God, it lit up. And I felt like someone had just set my eyes on fire. And I was just like, ah, the noise and the light. I was like, oh my God, I can't cope with this. So I had to turn that off. Like, I told Mrs. Sheepdog I'd come downstairs and like watch TV with her in a bit. And then I was just like, I'm not going to move. I was just like, laying in bed. I couldn't move. I felt so ill. When she came up, she turned the light on and it killed me again. Even the next day, I went out to the garden to hang some washing up for her, and the sun was just like killing me, and I thought, I can't play that game again. It's destroyed me. I don't know what it did to me, but I've never had it that bad. Like, the last time I felt all half that bad was when I was playing Final Fantasy Remake, and I went to turn it off and go downstairs, and Claire came up and found me just on the landing, just laying there in a heap, just on the floor, just out of it. And I was like, I just couldn't cope. And I've not really played that much since then, because I don't want that to happen again. But Portal, I mean, I just can't hack it. It was too much. It was fun. That's mad. Like, from a puzzle-solving coolness point of view, you lot would be fine. You lot would enjoy it. I mean, I know Kev, especially, was a big Portal fan back in the day. I feel like you'd play this and you'd really love it. It has its own kind of story to it. It's set in a different part of the lab. And, you know, it's just Portal humour. But I can't believe how much it wrecked me. It genuinely destroyed me. So, I mean, it did give me a good excuse. Because basically, I'd made them... It's not a mistake. That comes out wrong a little bit. But I put out a tweet saying, what should I play next? And I had XCOM War of the Chosen. I had Portal Reloaded. I had Temtem, which I think I already said no one voted for, which surprised me because I thought that would get votes, but I didn't like the look of it, so I was quite relieved. And someone wanted me to play Spore, which got a few votes, but I didn't go with it in the end. So once I'd set off the vote and it started going towards Portal, I was like, I'm a bit disappointed it wasn't War of the Chosen, because the more I'd read about it, the more amazing that looks. That's like XCOM 2 on steroids. It's, you know, I was reading about it, looking it up online on like YouTube, and there's like a video about how it has 125 extra features that the first game, that the XCOM 2 doesn't have in it. You know, there's all these different factions. Well, it's three or four different factions. There's these special assassins that roam the map, and you could be doing a mission, completely, you know, trivial mission where you're, I don't know, protecting a supply run or something, and one of these assassin things will appear and it'll make the mission just go sideways because you've got to then try and kill them, and they're much more powerful, and, you know, they're a boss basically that will just appear at random throughout the game. There's much more settings to it, so you can extend, you can double the length for the avatar, which, like, the avatar countdown, which I forgot to do. Although, as Melvin, who he's in my vlogs a lot, in my streams lots, he said it doesn't really matter when it fills, it just gives you a timer to go and make it go down, so it's not the end of the world. But there is the option to double it, which I wish I'd done, because it's just handy to have extra space. There's lots more characters in it, which is very cool. So basically, when Portal was a bust, people said to me, yeah, I guess you should probably play War of the Chosen now, Sheepdog, and I was like, yes, like, success. So I installed it. I was so lucky. I was going to spend £45 on it, and Humble Bundle happened to have a sale on where I was going to spend £45 on just the War of the Chosen add-on, and I was thinking maybe in future I'll buy the single DLCs for like £5 a pop. And then on Humble Bundle, they just happened to have an XCOM sale on where I managed to get War of the Chosen and all the DLC for like, I think it was $12.99, something like that. I tweeted about it because I was so amazed how good the deal was. It was incredible. It was like down from $89.99 apparently, which is just ridiculous. Nice. So I convinced Mrs. Sheepdog. I was like, I'm going to buy this £45 game. She said, yep, cool. And then when she came home, I was like, I mean, I regret telling her. I should have just bought three games. But I was like, I actually got that for $12.99 in the end. And she was like, oh, nice. She didn't really care. But she was just like, nice one. And I just thought, yeah, I expected more. But yes, I absolutely am enjoying it. It's fantastic. I've played it through the week. I was a bit worried about playing the same game straight after playing it, but whilst there are a couple of missions that are similar, it kind of starts the same in that, I mean, XCOM 2 starts with you discover what they call the Black Site. It's an alien lab. There's stuff going on in there. Go and investigate it. I haven't done that mission yet in XCOM 2 War of the Chosen, but it's there. It's still part of some of the story, but it has a much bigger intro story and mission. It has a much more, explains who you are, where you are, what you're doing. You come across these other factions, you've got to try and... There's like three other factions that hate each other. So one faction's like ex-aliens. Some of the aliens are like human-alien hybrids, and I think they've realised the aliens are evil and they've joined the humans, but they're aliens. There's these people that are snipers and they walk around in hoods and whatever, and I've not met the third faction yet, and you're trying to get them all to join XCOM and be part of the XCOM gang. There's lots of story around them. You're one guy and you're like, sacrificing himself, and I've got to go save him when I finally find him. I can send off soldiers I don't use in my missions. I can send off on personal missions where they go and investigate things, and sometimes they end up getting ambushed and I have to go and save them with my squad or whatever. So there's just loads of extra clever bits and missions where I had to go to a supply place and steal supplies from the aliens, and it was almost like a I had to go through it killing the aliens, but also picking boxes that I wanted XCOM to take, and the aliens were picking boxes they were going to take, and it was like a game of cat and mouse that I'd click a box, then they'd go and click the box, and then we'd be trying to get it. You have to hold it for a turn, and then someone plucks it. You know, either XCOM have a balloon that flies it off, or the aliens put it into their ship, and it's like if you kill all the aliens on the map, then you just take whatever's left. But yeah, it's lots of clever missions like that, different things that they didn't do before. So I'm really enjoying it. There's also, I can't really call them the Lost. They're basically zombies. So lots of missions have got these hordes of these zombies called the Lost in them, which even the aliens fight. You know, you can get overwhelmed by them if you don't do it right, which I've had to save scum a couple of levels where I just didn't know what I was getting into, and suddenly I was like, oh, God, I've lost my entire team. But that's an interesting element, because you could be in the middle of a fight and suddenly a horde of these Lost things turn up. And luckily, if you kill one, you get to automatically shoot again, so you can end up just shooting eight of them at once with one person and then carry on the battle. But it's just, yeah, there's loads of extra elements to it. It's a fantastic game. And I know specifically you were saying, Kev, you didn't like the avatar bit. Maybe this is an option if you ever get to look at it in future, doubling the length of it. It's a really cool story. I'm really impressed with it. So I was glad I got to play that. I'm just disappointed I didn't get to finish Portal.
You're ridiculous.
I am. Nice. I haven't played Pokemon Snap all week, and I love it still, but I just haven't played it all week, which is surprising.
Sheepdog says it's rubbish, confirmed.
It's not, it's great.
Anna, did you have any others that we didn't cover on our bit?
No, that's it. I've just got my own Mass Effect.
Over to you then, Abby Paverson, which I think is your full name.
Close, but no, okay. What have I played? I started GTA 5 again.
Why?
Because I've never finished it. I've got.
What? Really? Have you not?
I've probably done. The furthest I got was getting to the first heist.
Really?
Why?
Wow.
Well, A, because it was that's as far as I got on the 360. Then the Xbox One came out, and then I think I got it on there and started again and never got anywhere near that again. And then the PC version came out, and I've tried on the PC version several times, but I keep losing my save. Every single time. I don't know why, what it does, but I lose the save every single time. I click on story mode in the menu, and it just starts the game again. Like, I don't know what it's doing.
Wow.
So I started that again. On stream at the start of the week, and I lost it. The save went again. The save has gone again.
Oh God! And really?
It's just like there's no point me ever playing this game again until I can figure out why it's doing what it's doing. But I could just play it on Xbox, but it's just like I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I have to try and figure out what it is it's doing.
That's mad. That's,
yeah, and I feel like I'm probably gonna have to play it off of stream if I'm going to play it again, simply because there's a lot of choice language in that game and I'd forgotten about that stuff.
Yeah, it's got a few swears in it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so yeah, we might that one might be put on hold if I'm going to stream it again. I don't know what I'm going to do, but yeah, it's I enjoy that game, but like I say, it's just, if I can keep a save longer than 2 hours long, it'd be great. what else have I played? It's weird. I've started Borderlands 2 again.
Okay.
Why?
There's nothing wrong with some.
I started again because I got it on Switch.
Ah,
I got it on Switch, and I tell you what.
Okay. Why?
Because it was 15 quid for all three of them, and I went three, but what was it? One, two in the pre-sequel for 15 quid. Yeah. And I went, yeah, all right, that's
not doable. Bad.
And I thought, well, I don't need to play one realistically. But three, I was like, I want to play two again. It comes with all the DLCs for everything as well.
Okay. Well,
I never played the DLC for two, any of it. So.
Oh, Tiny Tina ones are excellent. You should definitely play them.
Yeah. So yeah, and I tell you what, I'm genuinely surprised how well it kind of runs. It runs surprisingly well. I thought, oh god, is this going to be like the Vita version all over again?
Oh god, I remember
but
that.
No.
Oh gosh, it, yeah.
Yeah, it tried, bless it, but it just wasn't really up to it. But I'm really surprised. It works really quite well, and it yeah, it's
that's
more Borderlands. Yeah,
can't go wrong with more Borderlands.
No, exactly. And exactly. And I thought, I could just play the pre-sequel, because I never really played the pre-sequel. But then I remembered, there's a reason I didn't play the pre-sequel, because I didn't really like it that much.
No, I didn't like it. But it's got a different mechanic with the oxygen, so you get like more stats with that.
I just
didn't get the humour, because it was an Australian team that did it, and I just didn't understand some of their humour. Yep. I was just like, okay, yeah.
Exactly right. I'm exactly the same. I was like, no, it's not the same. Not the same.
No.
But yeah, I've done that, and yeah, like I say, I played it in handheld mode, and it didn't really. No
does
real
it work in
of it.
Does it work in handheld then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I was like, oh, I don't know if it's gonna feel with the Joy-Cons, because the Joy-Cons aren't the best controllers any. Say, but yeah, fine.
Might
absolutely
have a look.
No real issues at all.
That's always
imagine
good.
I'd probably prefer to play with a pro controller, but yeah, but to play in bed, just playing some Borderlands, yeah, it was pleasantly surprised. The other thing I've started again, not started again, I've started up again, I suppose. I went back to Watch Dogs because I decided at some point I should start finishing games that I've started.
Yeah,
I had like the Ubisoft trio at the end of last year of like we had Watch Dogs, we had Assassin's Creed, and then we had Immortals, and then never finished any of them.
No,
but Watch Dogs was the one I got the furthest in. I feel like I've done probably about 75% of that game now.
Okay.
So I feel like I was pretty close to the end. I was pushing it towards the end, like, because I think, did Watch Dogs come out like a few weeks before Assassin's Creed, I feel like, last year?
It was like a week. Was it a week? Definitely. I think it was just like a week. Yeah, it's not.
So I was pushing hard to get it finished for that. For that week, and then it became apparent, like, someone said to me, yeah, you're actually not that close to the end. I went, oh, damn it. I thought I was right on the cusp, and I'm like, no, you're not. You said you've done quite a bit of it, but you're not that close. I was like, this isn't going to happen. And then Assassin's Creed came out, and then I was like, well, this is what we're doing now. And then we played a lot of Assassin's Creed, and I was like, I think I'm going to try and finish Immortals before I finish Assassin's Creed, because Assassin's Creed is too big.
It's a big game. I think I'm on like 170 hours. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
and I haven't done any DLC yet, so.
Yeah. Yep. And I like Immortals. I like Immortals a lot, so I think I'll get... I want the DLC for that, though. There's all different realms and stuff like that, isn't there?
There is.
It looks really good.
I turned it on, because I've got it now on the PlayStation and the Switch, and I turned it on, and it's like, oh, a new mission. I went over, and I had no idea what to do. And it was like, I went online, and I was like, what is this? Why can't I complete it? Oh no, you need DLC. I was like, why put the mission in the game that I can't do anything to it because I can't complete it? It annoyed me. I think it's just they're like, oh look, this is so rare. We got to buy it first. Yeah. I was like, annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is different realms and stuff now on there.
Yeah,
it's a good game. It's fun.
Yeah, I've been playing some more Watch Dogs Legion, and I forget, I was like, you know what? I might like this more than Assassin's Creed. I feel like I enjoyed my time more. I don't know if it's just because Assassin's Creed was very buggy initially, and just the scale of it was a bit much. Like,
yeah,
it's like
it is massive.
You look at like the scale of Assassin's Creed, then you look at Watch Dogs Legion is
where
London.
We walk around
small,
in London.
A small, like condensed version of London. Which you
but
can
there's
get
no
around.
Bodines.
Yeah.
There is Bodines, but it's a sports
It's a yoga studio.
No, it's
a yoga studio.
It's not.
I promise you it's a yoga studio.
Is it? I thought it was a sports bar.
Yeah, it's definitely a yoga studio.
Well, at least we know where it is, and then you go down the road where we get our Starbucks, and it is a coffee shop down there.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very good, and the fact that, like, you can get around that map so fast. You can fast travel, for one. You could do that in Assassin's Creed, I know, but, like, you can just get in a car, and you just fly across London so fast, instead of getting in a boat and just go zigzagging through the rivers for 10 minutes trying to get from one place. Like, oh, I don't know.
But it is fun, because, like, I go there, I've been, like, been there with Pab, been there with Kevin. Yeah, we've all been here.
Why is Pab ahead of me on that list? I'm not happy about that.
Oh, because Pab's talking about it.
Why weren't I on that list at all?
Because you never, ever come with us.
I do.
Yeah, come on our walks.
The Science Museum with them.
Yeah, but you don't come on our walks. We go on our evening walks, our strolls. We've strolled by that river many times.
We have.
Dozens of times, I would say.
Looking at all the London
people. We have a route.
We do have a route. Oh, my God.
In the future, I guess I'll have to, because I don't have anywhere to stay down there now.
That would ruin the dynamic at the moment. It's Anna and Pab taking me for a walk. Who's going to keep an eye on both of us?
Yeah. Yes, that's what we do.
They kept abandoning me at the museum, to be fair.
Abandon you at the museum.
Considering
at all.
They are not very good carers. They do not keep an eye on me.
I kept finding him in the end.
Who got you new socks, Kevin? Who told you what socks to buy? Me.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't in London, was it? I still don't like them.
Don't care if you don't like them. Do they fit? Yes. Do they cut off your
boots?
Yeah,
but
supply?
I don't like them.
No.
Any more games,
no,
Pab?
But I don't like them.
What's up?
Sorry, we'll be...
I said, any more games?
Well,
there's
sorry.
Podcast still going on.
talking about socks.
No, that is socks. Everything. That is everything I've done this week. I don't think anything else has... I've had a relatively lazy week. I had my first vaccine on Wednesday.
Oh, how's your arm? Which one did you get?
Left? Left arm?
What vaccine?
Oh,
God damn it, Pab. God damn it, Pab.
Yeah, I got a Pfizer.
Yeah, I had my... Because I had my second one yesterday, and I tried to do a thumbs up at the end of a video today, and my arm just crumbled and fell back down to the table. I couldn't lift it up.
You are a pathetic, broken man at the moment, Mr. Heart Problem.
I know.
Stroke.
I don't have a heart problem.
Oh, God. You're a mess.
I had to explain clickbait to my dad yesterday when my video came out at 5 o'clock that said, the doctor thinks I can have a stroke at any moment. 5 past 5. What's all this about a stroke? Don't worry. I've got the medicine now. It'll be fine.
I've noticed, right, if you go through, and again, I'm not asking you to do this, but we have very similar times where titles match or topics match, and that the doctor said you might have a stroke. I'm pretty sure a year ago I did a video where I was like, the doctor thought I had a stroke, and then it's like, I didn't, I'm all right. But that was when I had that awful migraine and I had to go for an MRI because they thought I'd had a stroke. It's like... clickbait type. My parents were the same. You've had a what? I was like, well, the doctor said it, but we think it was a migraine. But they thought I had a stroke, and they were really overboard on it. It was ridiculous. We're not very healthy men. We need to sort ourselves
you.
Out.
You sound like this horrible nurse I went to see this week. That's what she kept saying.
So the nurse I saw asked me if I was a bodybuilder, and I just thought, you're drunk. Somebody get this crazy lady out of here and bring me a real person. Couldn't believe it.
The nurse I went to see made me stand in front of the height chart. I'm 6'2". You got to stand in front of the chart. I know how tall I am. I'm 38. I've been this height for 20 years. Just stand there. And then stood on the scales. And she took her time reading it, writing it all down, putting it into her little calculator, and then just looked me straight in the eye and said, you're obese. Oh, thanks, love. Thanks. I'm glad you took all that time and worked it out to give me this brand new scientist information.
You should have said to her, oh, you're a detective in your spare time, are you?
Goodness me. You needed a calculator to realise I was fat. Goodness me. Get yourself a pair of glasses. That might be more useful.
Oh, it's so funny.
They have started telling... You'll get to the point where they start telling you just to accept it and give up. Last time I was moaning about something or other, they were like, you're overweight, just forget about it. Just ignore it. Just get on with it. Well, no, I think I was moaning that I was overweight and that I'd tried lots of different things and nothing was really working and I was fed up, and they were just like... You got a broken thyroid. You're on these injections. They were just like, nah, just accept that you're never going to lose weight. Because I was like, I'm vegetarian. You know, the only thing I don't do is religiously exercise to excess. I'm like, I haven't got time. Like, you know, my kids are exhausting. Like, if exhausting myself is the answer, I'm there. It's not the answer. But you're right. If I could go out and, like, I don't know, run kilometers all the time, then maybe. But last time I tried doing that, I ended up wrecking my back for months, so no thank you.
Yeah, don't do that.
They just said to me, they were like, right, you've tried everything, just give up. And I'm like, okay, I will, cheers. So that's why I gave up.
Fair enough.
Splendid. Well, let's wrap the podcast up there, shall we? I thought we were going to do a tight hour, and then we ended up talking about stupid people being mean.
I promised we were going to do an hour. Mrs. Sheepdog's going to be furious with me, and I'm making it worse, so I'll shut up.
You are making it worse. Shut your cake hole. So we are going to wrap things up there. If you would like to follow us on the internet, Twitter is a good place, MGUK Podcast for the podcast, or you can follow me anywhere you like, at Lelujo, or on TikTok, at Mr. Kevin Chapman.
You can find me anywhere at Sheepdog6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo on various platforms.
And I'm
including OnlyFans.
What?
And it's on OnlyFans.
No,
now.
I'm okay. Not.
Kev set up a fake one. He's sell pictures of
I
feet.
Bet there's an OnlyFans, Miss Lelujo. If I knew how to access the app, I would check.
Is it an app?
I assume apparently. It's an app.
Wonder
what is it then if it's
it.
Not an app?
I assumed it was like an adult Twitch. I haven't, I don't know.
I assumed it was like Snapchat or something.
Pab, which is it?
Yeah, come on, Pab.
I thought it was
know.
Like Patreon, wasn't it?
Oh, well then we're so old and out of touch. Goodness me. Where are you on the internet, Pab?
Pab1986 on Twitter and Twitch.
See you next week, boys and girls, at which point we'll know what OnlyFans is.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.